are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show live. Would love for you to call in with your medical questions or anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I probably have to say one of the number one questions I've received in terms of emails this week is who I think Romney's going to pick for vice president. I think it's Rubio. Honestly, I think he's going to want Rubio with him. But no, he hasn't asked me. So no Dr. Dahlia as his vice presidential choice. Anything you want to talk about, we are live right now, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 9 to midnight Eastern. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I would love, though, to hear your words of wisdom, some of your favorite quotes. You know how when you sign up on Facebook, you have to put one of your favorite quotations. What's a quotation you live by? And, when I first, saw that, I'm like, what are they talking about? Like, to be or not to be? What are we doing? And then I was like, no. One of my probably favorite quotes is, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. That's probably my favorite quote. I always bring that up, whether it's on air with my patients, etc. You know, life's going to give you lemons and you make lemonade. It's brilliant. And then I change the quote to a little bit and add some Bacardi. And when life gives you lemons, make lemonade and add some Bacardi. And it, even though it's a doctor, I'm not supposed to say that on air. All right. But for the rest of the people that drink, they probably understand. But, it's a great quote. Well, apparently The Economist magazine is writing a book of business quotations, and you know who they are using? You'd think there'd be Bill Gates or Steve Jobs or Donald Trump in this. No. They're using Homer Simpson and Sergeant Bilko and Gordon Gekko, right? Greed is good. So what did Homer Simpson say? Let's see. Homer Simpson's advice. If you don't like your job, you don't strike. You just go in every day and do it real half-assed. All right. That's Homer Simpson's business advice. He says that's the American way. He said, and the three little sentences that will get you through life. Number one, cover for me. Number two, oh, good idea, boss. Number three, it was like that when I got here. He is so right. He is so right. Who else? Sergeant Bilko. All I ever wanted was an honest week's pay for an honest day's work. And, of course, Gordon Gekko, greed, for the lack of a better word, is good. New York Don John Gotti said, if you think your boss is stupid, remember you wouldn't have a job if he was any smarter. See, I love those things. A lot of wisdom in those quotes. I think those are great. We got to come up with some of the, well, we'll do that one day. We'll come up with some of the best quotes. But of course, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what? Has the asteroid left yet? There's supposed to be an asteroid, right? Shooting by. It's supposed to be the size of a block, but, like a New York City block, right? Block on the street, not like a block of wood. We're talking like a block, like from 49th to 48th Street type of block. Supposed to be 14,000 miles away, near miss. But are you kind of getting a little creeped out by all these asteroids, right, just slinging by? And they don't tell us till the day of, because they don't want people panicked. And they say it's not supposed to hit. But, when you hear about all these near misses and they only tell you, right, hours before, does that give us any confidence that they're going to tell us if something is supposed to hit so we could prepare? I'm a huge fan of freeze-dry guy. I would probably then be able to go on air and say, look, guys, go get your freeze-dry guy pretty quickly. Asteroid coming our way, just in case you got to, hide in the basement. Not that the basement would help. I mean, some of the smaller asteroids would probably still be able to stay alive with. But, I just really don't have any confidence in the government or NASA, giving us plenty of notice. And then I know many of us, if it's going to be Armageddon, all right, then I don't think we want to know. But if they're going to say, one of the continents is going to be destroyed, right? And then the rest of us may need to live underground for a little while until the dust settles. I think I would like a little bit of notice. That's all I'm asking for. Just a little bit of notice. All right. What's going on here? FDA is urging removal of South Korean shellfish from the market. Boy, that's a difficult word to say, shellfish. Why is that so difficult? Shellfish. It's easy to say fish. It's difficult to say shell. Why is that? I don't know. It's the I have a lisp too. On Delphith. South Korean Delphith. Now, they say the FDA is urging food distributors, retailers, and food service vendors to remove from the market all shellfish imported from South Korea because of possible contamination with human feces. Really? Who is pooping on the shellfish? Come on, people. And, of course, norovirus. Norovirus we see on the SS Stinkies, the cruise ships that get sick. They say the decision follows an FDA evaluation that determined that the Korean shellfish sanitation program no longer meets adequate sanitation controls. Why is there human feces, though? I mean, I could understand they could say, well, the shellfish has shellfish feces, right? Like, you know, on Deadliest Catch, when they catch all those crab, you know the crab is pooping on each other. All right, that I get. But where and when do humans have the opportunity to poop on the mollusks? The FDA spokesman said to remove these from the market. When norovirus outbreaks began in November and December, no illnesses from eating Korean shellfish have been reported this year. Would we even know if it's Korean versus Japanese versus, would we even know? All right. Is that all the information you're getting given us? Norovirus causes vomiting and diarrhea. Thank you. Can you please give us, how are we supposed to know if it's, I guess, hopefully the market knows and they take the shellfish off. Well, what are you going to do? All right. When we come back, we got a lot to talk about. Many of you say, Dr. Dahlia, I am too old to quit smoking. It's not going to do anything. Actually, it is. Even if you quit smoking at the age of 60, you could prolong your life. And if you prolong your life, you could listen to the Dr. Dahlia show for years on end. That's got to be incentive for you. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY. All right, we got the name of this asteroid that's supposed to be flying by us as we speak. It's dubbed 2012 LZ1. It's 700 meters wide. Actually, it might have already passed. All right? It's supposed to be 3.35 million miles away. Roughly 14 times the distance between Earth and the Moon. Well, then why are we having such a, well, what are they making such a big deal about? That's like far away. All right. There's no danger of collision. It's less than 4.65 miles away and more than, okay, well, you know what? That's fine. Great. They say the flyby was about the same distance as a flight from New York City to New Zealand. Scientists aren't worried. All right. Good. Okay. Fine. All right. We don't have to worry then. Wonderful. All right. I don't like asteroids. I don't like hearing about this. Like, if somebody says there's a spider, okay, I can handle the spider. But asteroid, what are we supposed to do? You just kind of sit there? I want to know I can handle. You know, give me something I can handle. All right. So those of you that are saying, Dr. Daya, I don't need to quit smoking because I'm already too old. No, you aren't. By the way, whoever says they're old at age 60, stop it. You are not old. You're still considered middle age. We were just talking about the daughter of a Civil War vet just died at age 96. We're living till our 90s now, people. On up. All right? So 60, you're young. You're only two-thirds there. They say ex-smokers live longer than those who haven't kicked the habit, no matter what age group you look at. But you can still increase the longevity of your life if you quit smoking after the age of 60. Researchers led by Dr. Hermann Brenner of the German Cancer Research Center in Heidelberg said even older people who smoked for a lifetime without negative health consequences should be encouraged and supported to quit smoking. They said smokers 60 years or older were 83% more likely to die at any given age compared to people who never smoked. But they say, let me see. Well, what do they say? How much you increase your lifespan? Well, they're just talking about smoking bad, smoking bad, smoking bad. Oh, now, of course, if you quit before age 40, they say in this British study, they say you have nearly the same death rate as those who have never smoked. We had a timeline once on the show years ago where, I gotta find it, it's a couple years old, where what we did is we told you if at what point you quit smoking, how much longevity, or if it actually reversed, the cardiac effects. It was a timeline. They said if you quit at age, 20 or quit at age 40 or quit at age 60, if you're 5 years, smoke free, 10 years smoke free, how your lungs could basically revert to as if you never smoked. It was great. I'm going to have to find that again. But the moral of this story or of this study is you could quit at any time. All right. And I know it's easy for us to use that as an excuse, even with working out. Oh, I'm too old to work out. No, you are not. You know, my kids have been watching this American Ninja Warriors TV show. Have some of you been watching it? I don't know if it's on channel NBC or ABC. I don't know. We TiVo everything because we never have time to watch TV. And I guess there's a man competing in his 50s. And he's competed against these 20-year-old kids, and he's got flat stomach and muscle and, and he's no steroids. I mean, I don't know. I doubt I'm sure they test them for steroids. But I guess what they do is they go through these obstacle courses. It's kind of a cool show. They go through these obstacle courses, and then at the end they're going to be competing, I guess, in Las Vegas, Mount Kilimanjaro or something. They call the obstacle where they have to climb and leap and things like that. And, I mean, you got 50-year-olds doing these things. Right? We have that 60-some-year-old weightlifter where you always see him smiling and shirtless. You know, just get it out of your mind that you're too old. Okay? Stop it. Right? You can stop any time. And think about it. You and your wife will live longer. Or you and your husband. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember we were talking about that woman with the bullet in her purse? I still think her keys hit it. Remember there was a woman walking around with a bullet in her, a couple bullets in her purse, right? But the gun wasn't there. She might put the gun away, but there were some bullets that fell out or were there, extra maybe. And, I guess she was walking around Lowe's and the bullet explodes. The casing, goes through her purse, wounds her leg, et cetera. Well, I don't know why I needed to say this to preface this next story, because I don't think really it has anything to do with this next story. This next story, there was a teenage boy drinking with his father, 17 years old, a bullet ricochets. You guys heard about this? Apparently, in Alamo, Texas, Israel Torres was drinking heavily with his father, 17 years old. He pointed the loaded weapon at a butane tank and fired. The bullet ricochets backwards and goes towards his head. Just horrible. And, when you see these things and you're like, okay, well, the kid was a teenager. It's not like it was an 8-year-old playing with a gun. He should have known better. He should have. And what the heck was the teenager doing drinking? And he was sitting there drinking with his father. Deputies interviewed the boy's highly intoxicated father, who said that he and his two sons were in the backyard when they heard a shot ring out. So I guess the father, when he was drunk, tried to say that the shot came from somewhere else. After some questioning, he changed the story. All three were pretty drunk, and then somebody pulls a .38 caliber semi-automatic handgun, shoots it into the backyard. That is horrible. Apparently, the boy asked his girlfriend to pull the trigger. The girl didn't want him. The girl said no. So the boy removes the gun's clip, pointed at the butane tank to show off to the girl. He didn't really think it was loaded, pulled the trigger, fires one shot, ricochets back to his head. Just horrible. No foul play, nothing, just one freak accident. You don't mess around with guns, okay? I think if you do want to shoot them, you shoot them in a shooting range. You know, our family, we go to the shooting range. We practice there. We get our fill. I think it's important to know how to load and unload and clean a gun. I think we need to learn how to take care of our guns, absolutely, hands down. But you don't play with it outside. I'm just for going to the shooting range, okay? You know, make a day of it. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, we always talk about computers and safety. And keep in mind, more of these junk emails are trying to get more personal. So you open it up and you don't think, you know, it's a virus because they're saying, hey, George, right? Or they try to figure out your nickname. But please be careful. These personalized junk emails, which greet your people by name, could still be viruses and, you know, some creepy stuff. Now, luckily, many of us are getting smart to it, and we don't touch it. And it's interesting because when somebody says, hi, doc, well, you see, a lot of these emails will say, hi, Dr. Dahlia, and it's spelled correctly. I know it's a spam email because they must have got, because most of my listeners, they're like Dr. D, or they're like Double D, or they call me Dahlia, D-A-L-I-A. I mean, even some of my best friends don't know how to spell my name, and they wouldn't do it. You know, when my friends write me, the subject heading is, you know, is usually has a couple choice words in it. Right? You dumb, you know what, whatever. Now, like, hi, Dr. Dahlia, we have a message for you. No, 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 it doesn't happen. But anyway, they say junk emails which greet people by name are far more likely to repel potential customers than endear them. 95% of people respond negatively when an advertisement sent by email uses their names. I can't stand that. I cannot stand people getting the email. My personal email, the radio email, I can't stand that. It is junk. Don't clog it up. All right, I need to get my emails because I like to answer each and every email. And then you get all this baloney stuff. They say computer users unfamiliar with the firm sending the email are highly likely to delete and unsubscribe. Good, do it. Unsubscribe. The study led, well, I guess they did a study over this. Really? Do you have to study it? Just ask your mother. She'll say she hates it. I'm actually very frustrated with the way computers are going. I wanted to talk about that earlier because I try to get stories, right? I try to look up, you know, the research and, you know, read what I can from abstracts from the New England Journal of Medicine, et cetera. And just logging, just not even logging on, but as we surf, now everything, there's these video advertisements. You guys are seeing those? You click to a site, and then it's almost like you're watching a television ad, and it comes on. See, they know. Remember I told you how marketing is going to change? Because many people TiVo their television. I still haven't watched the new Dallas. We TiVo'd it. We probably never watch anything live, even the Olympics. We're not going to be able to watch live. We're going to have to TiVo it and watch it later. Well, of course, you know, the Olympics plays all day long. So we don't watch commercials because we fast forward commercials. So what's happening is these companies then are going to Facebook or they're going to the news websites because they think, well, then if you're going to be on the internet, we'll catch you there. And it is really ruining the computer experience. It's slowing down your internet time. It's annoying you because there's a voice now to it. I can't watch a television show because I'm listening to the stupid ad on the computer. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for tuning in. If the Dr. Dahlia Show does not play at your local news talk station, please call them up and tell them, please bring the Dr. Dahlia. If you are listening at your local news talk station, call them up and thank them, saying this is some damn good radio. Yeah. No, I'm not asking you to lie. Come on, people. Be nice. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. A big thanks to Donovan, who is working the dials. Always a good day with Donovan, Kyle, Charles. We got great, great group of guys at GCN Live. If you ever miss any of the Dr. Dahlia Show, GCN Live has an app. Yep, a phone app. I think iPhone, Android. Go to the GCN app, download it. You can hear all the good shows we have. Free Talk Live, Alex Jones, Jason Lewis, really good quality radio stuff. You can listen anytime. And, of course, Dr. Dahlia. And if you want to hear the last couple hours of the show, you could go to On Demand on my website at drdahlia.com. We're talking about idiot parents like the father whose kid was outside while they were both drinking and intoxicated, shoots a gun and ricochets. Apparently, we got some idiot parents who I guess were blindfolding their children and had them bound in a Walmart parking lot. I guess a suburban Chicago couple have been arrested after two of their five children were found blindfolded and bound in a Walmart parking lot. A shopper alerted police Wednesday morning to a very quote-unquote unusual and disturbing type of event. Adolfo Gomez Jr., 52, and Deborah Martha Gomez, 43, of North Lake, Illinois, were due in court this afternoon on charges of child abuse and endangerment. An officer found a blindfolded 5-year-old boy sitting on the ground beside an older Chevrolet Suburban with its hands tied behind his back and his legs bound. Inside, he saw a 7-year-old girl also bound and blindfolded. Three siblings, aged 12, 13, and 15, were not restrained. Now, all the children are in protective custody. Apparently, they had pulled off Interstate 70 to go into a Walmart. The vehicle had some transmission trouble. They were driving to Arizona. Nobody knows why these kids were restrained. I can understand if, you know, you want to, let's say, punish a kid by saying not another word. All right? But you don't gag them. You know, many of these kids, their noses are blocked up with snot and stuff, and they can't breathe out their nose. And they're obligate mouth breathers, and they need to be able to breathe. And I would never be able to handle being gagged. You know, I mean, I remember my parents said, not another word. I'm like, They go, not another word, or I'll tape your mouth shut. Now, they never did tape the mouth shut, but I believe that they do it, and that scared me, et cetera, and I shut up. But to actually gag these kids and then bind them, I mean, that's absolutely cruel. 1-877 Doc Dolly. All right. So you guys heard about this flight. It was United Airlines flight where a flight attendant is in serious condition and many other people were injured when a severe turbulence shook the plane. The United Airlines flight actually did have to make an emergency landing. A woman and 5 others were injured shortly after the Boeing 737 plane was traveling from Houston, Texas to New York. Took off from George Bush Intercontinental Airport at 8:08 last night, was 30 minutes into the flight and 22,000 feet over Houston when the plane hit high winds. Yeah, there were some storms. Well, didn't Texas have some storms yesterday, I think? I think some severe ones. The turbulence coincided with a series of swarms. There we go, storms sweeping throughout Texas. Now, apparently, the flight attendant, from what I understand, hit her head. I guess the flight attendants were preparing to serve drinks. They were 30 minutes in the flight. Right about that time, they hit some severe turbulence. The flight attendants flew up and hit the ceiling of the plane and immediately were slammed down to the floor. He added that he heard both the pilot and the flight attendant say that they had been flying for 20 or 30 years and had never seen anything like what they saw yesterday. After the incident, the plane diverted to Louisiana, made an emergency landing at Lake Charles Regional Airport. It is thought that 3 of the 6 people were injured were flight attendants, and the remaining 3 were passengers. See, I wonder if the remaining 3 were seatbelted. I mean, to hit the ceiling, you wonder, you know, a lot of times right before the food cart, well, not food, we really don't get to eat on these planes, but right before they do the drink service, right, where you get your one free drink, not alcohol drink, soda or whatever, I'll jump up to go to the bathroom because sometimes they're in the aisle with that cart and you can't go. So I'm wondering if the other people had gotten up to go to the bathroom or something. 5 received hospital treatment and were released, but 1 woman remains in the hospitals. Her injury is not thought to be life-threatening, but from what I understand, she is still in critical condition. That doesn't make sense. That cannot be life-threatening. They said this is the first time where several people had to go to the hospital due to turbulence. So they're conducting a review of what happened. They think it was some sort of an air pocket. Scary stuff. I don't like, you know, being on a plane and air pockets and it jumping up and down. I don't like it. Now, I tell you what I really don't like. There's a chair called a womb chair. Did you guys hear about that? This is so stupid. It is called a womb chair made from recycled materials. I don't even think I want to know. Okay. It's a lo-fi womb-shaped sleeper created by Design Museum's artist-in-residence Frasia Sewell. I have this on my Facebook. It looks like a uterus. It's so stupid. Sewell's creation was inspired by the womb, is portable, and designed to be set up anywhere. One might want a little nap. You could actually, I get it. So you could kind of close it up. It looks like a uterus. It does. But you could probably, like, let's say you're walking around Walmart and you want to take a nap. You probably could open it up and do it. He's a graduate of the University of Brighton. He says the quote-unquote womb shape inspires very different feelings in different people. To me, it is a warm, cozy space for contemplation and rest. Wait a second. Is this a man or a woman? Frasia. Do you think that's a man or a woman? Okay, because if it's a woman, she wouldn't say that. All right. A woman would say that a womb reminds her of cramps, reminds her of hemorrhaging, reminds her of the most excruciating pain giving birth. I don't like looking at uteruses. A womb to me is not very nurturing. All right. I see a womb, I shriek. It is a woman. Yeah, it's a woman. I don't know. She must have never had children. She explains on her website that soaring property prices and lack of available space are causing more and more people to seek alternatives to owning their own home in the city. For example, sharing your room with your partner, brother, or friend, it is essential to have ways where you could have, I guess these little pods help you when you're sharing an apartment, really. There is no way. I had a lot of guy roommates. If I opened up a womb chair, I think the color is brown, to be honest. If I opened it up and I stuck it in the middle of any of my friends' apartments, they'd probably shoot it. All right. I don't even think I want to talk about this anymore. A womb pod. Got it. All right. So looks like a top wine trading company filled vintage bottles with cheap alcohol as part of a multi-million dollar pound fraud. Labour Roy took expensive bottles of Nuit St. George and put cheap supermarket wine in them. Even though the Nuit St. George is not involved in the scam, they think it defrauded several hundred millions of dollars in people who are wine connoisseurs. I can't tell good wine, bad wine. I don't like wine. I'm not a big wine drinker. I just don't. I mean, every now and then I like the Manischewitz, you know, it's kind of sweet, right? But no, I can't drink wine. It gives me headaches and I really can't tell. You know how people say they could smell it? Now I'm sure some of you wine connoisseurs are like, Dahlia, really? Really, Dr. Dahlia, you know, are you that uncouth where you can't tell? I can't tell. I don't know. I mean, I know a bad wine. The only time I've ever drunk bad wine is when I bartended and I tried to remove the cork. And the cork either fell in or pieces of cork fell in the wine. That, to me, is bad wine. When you have cork swimming around the wine. Other than that, I can't tell. I can't tell by taste. I can't tell by smell, etc. So what blows my mind is many people that drink wine kind of know their wine. So how could they mix up supermarket wine with fancy wine? I don't know. All right, guys, we'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or find us on Facebook and follow our Facebook page. Okay, a story like this is such an embarrassment to the medical community and so tragic. You guys heard about that hepatitis C outbreak at a New Hampshire hospital? Well, they believe it could be tied to a worker who shot up and then injected patients with dirty needles. This is ridiculous. They say 20 patients have thus far been treated at Exeter's Hospital's cardiac catheterization laboratory who have tested positive for hepatitis C. Hepatitis C can destroy the liver, cause cancer, cause you to die, liver failure. It's absolutely horrible. They say the earliest victim was a patient at the hospital in September. But officials have urged more than 870 patients that were treated at this hospital. So we're saying the Exeter Hospital's cardiac catheterization laboratory, patients that were treated there, at least 870 people were treated there, 20 thus far have tested positive for hepatitis C. It's in eastern New Hampshire, about 45 miles east of Concord. Now, State Public Health Director Dr. Jose Montero told reporters on Wednesday that the outbreak was likely caused by drug diversion, which is basically drug abuse. Guys shot up, tried to hide the needle, and it was used by other patients. They wouldn't say whether the employee infected the patients or whether it was possible that the employee was a victim of the outbreak. Investigators were also looking into the hospital's procedures for preventing infection, as well as how its employees handle and dispose of medications and narcotics. Now, they say it's not unheard of for hospital workers to shoot narcotics and then reuse dirty needles on patients. We see this all the time. The CDC records show that three hepatitis C outbreaks at U.S. hospitals in the last 10 years were caused by junkie doctors or staff who injected patients with used syringes. Last month, a former radiology tech at Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida, pleaded guilty to infecting patients with hepatitis C. Steve Bumel, 48, stole syringes of the painkiller fentanyl, injected himself, and then refilled them with saline. So people thinking they were getting the pain medicine were just getting salt water, right? And plus probably some hepatitis. Between 2006 and 2008, two patients had tested positive for hepatitis C from this. One later died from complications related to the disease. The lawyer claimed his client was hooked on the painkiller and didn't know he had hepatitis C. I don't care. He should be locked up for good. That's ridiculous. I mean, you know, number one, you have a manipulation of a medicine. All right? Number two, I mean, what if the person was going through narcotic withdrawal? Ridiculous. Number two, he exposed them to a deadly virus, whether he knew he had it or not. All right? And manslaughter. If somebody died, easily, at least manslaughter. And, you know, mostly, you know, people will say, okay, well, how do we prevent this? Well, you know, if you're a patient and you're awake, you know, I know a lot of times you get your medications when you're asleep. You know, nurse comes in and she injects in the IV. I tell my patients, if you can, and if you are awake, ask. Ask, look, watch, etc. The only problem with that is the staff, the medications are in the nursing area. And when they draw up the medications, they don't do it in your room. So the needle is capped. You don't usually draw up and inject with the same needle. When you draw up a medication, you usually use like a, maybe a 22, or a 18 gauge. You'll use a larger gauge needle. Then you will inject with a smaller gauge. Or if it's IV tubing, sometimes you'll use a 25 or whatnot. I don't know. All right. But so you don't inject with the same needle you draw the medicine up. You should always change the needle out. This ensures, again, sterility and safety. So the nurses will draw the medicine up at the nurse's station, hopefully change the needle, put the new needle on, but then they go into the patient room. That doesn't allow you to watch. Now, I know some families will say, I want to watch you drop the medicine. And good for them. The only thing is yes, it is annoying. You know, staff would probably prefer there not being an audience. Some of you will say, who cares about that? Other people say, you know what, I really don't want to rock the boat. And I have seen families that are really involved and sometimes overly involved, such that the staff start to get angry with the patient. And there's a fine line. There's a fine balance. Personally, I think everybody has a right to see what is being injected into them. I think if you aren't if you're comatose, et cetera, and you can't obviously look yourself, I think it's extremely important to have a family member there taking a look at the bottle, making sure it's not an expired bottle, seeing that it was properly wiped with alcohol or opened correctly, new needle used, et cetera. I don't think it is too much to ask for a family or you having a designated agent there, right, to speak for you and to watch out for you to see what these nurses or doctors, et cetera, are doing. I think that is totally fine. Absolutely. Unfortunately, if it's like in an operating room setting, they don't let family members in. They say you just got to trust the doctor and that's it. And again, this stuff is rare. I mean, I don't want anybody paranoid because of this hepatitis C issue. I mean, this is rare. If you think about all the injections being done minute after minute, second after second, all over this world, all right, I mean, this is rare. But maybe we do need to come up with some sort of a system where patients can be assured that they're not getting reusable medicine. I mean, I live in southern Nevada, and we had a horrible hepatitis outbreak because of a reusable needle. But it wasn't somebody who was doing drugs. It's just it was a very lazy move, an inept move by somebody who was not working with IV tubing, but a little port in the hand, and somebody had hepatitis. And when they used the syringe, not the needle, but used the syringe and applied it to a what they thought was a safe needle, they were still able to mix the hepatitis B blood into the medicine, such that then a bunch of people ended up getting hepatitis C. Horrible, horrible event that happened. I took care of some of these hepatitis C patients. And, you know, when you're under and getting propofol for a colonoscopy, you can't watch. You know, and I think you do, as a patient, have a right, or the family member has a right to say, I would like to see this drawn up. And I know people don't like it, and, you know, with me, I always show my patients, why not? I'm like, this is what we're doing, especially since when my child was 4 months old, I took him into the doctor to get his vaccines, and the nurse drew up a wrong vaccine. I didn't realize it was a wrong vaccine. I'm like, oh, my God, that one is pretty. It's pink. And she answers, yeah, that's the MMR. And I go, you don't give the MMR to a four-month-old. Ask. Don't feel scared that you're going to insult anybody. And there's ways to ask. All right. In that case, I was a little concerned. And so maybe I came off a little bit angry because she's about to inject a vaccine that you do not give 4 months old into my baby. But for the most part, you could ask and say, look, you know, with all these hepatitis outbreaks, et cetera, I hope you don't mind. I would like to see you drop the medication when you inject it. Now, what the hospitals need to do, on the other hand, I think, is to have some sort of a system such that patients can, if they do request, it be done. Because, unfortunately, you could have a doctor or a nurse that goes, are you kidding me? And then we have an attitude. And I've worked with many doctors and nurses. A bunch of us have attitudes. And no, we don't really want that taken out on the patient. And I think it is. I support your request to want to see what's injected into your body. This is your body, for crying out loud. This is your mother's body, your husband's body, your wife's. Absolutely. But what happened here in New Hampshire shouldn't have happened. And the hospital should figure out fail-safes for this. And I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised if this, you know, isn't happening in another office. Now, keep in mind, hepatitis C usually isn't on your routine blood work. Why not get a hepatitis panel? Just to make sure you're okay. Why not? All right, guys. We will be back tomorrow. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and find me on Facebook. Y'all be safe.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Poor market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grain. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid up to 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out TobeYoungAgain.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life. Or call 855-79-YOUNG. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at TobeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.